Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seidens. It's our top local story now. The effort to recall L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon is back on KNX 1070's Pete Demetrio. Following this story, he has details live from the Hall of Justice.
The group in front of the Hall of Justice included crime victims and the families of crime victims who've been upset that Gascon has not prosecuted those individuals to the full extent of the law and has disregarded enhancements, which could mean lead to higher sentences if they're convicted. Cassandra Vandenberg is one of the consultants saying that the recall effort is going to be somewhat difficult to do.
Well, we figure it's going to take about $4.5 to $5 million. Because the enormity of the amount of signatures we need to collect, to trigger a recall, we need 579,000 signatures to be verified. And that's going to take about 800,000 that we're going to have to collect.
And they have to do that in 160 days. But there's a further problem. They need to serve Gascon personally with notice of recall. And they haven't been able to find him for 3 days. So they're going to try to reach him by certified letter. And some of the people who are here in the crowd say they intend to go into the Hall of Justice and go to his office to see if he's there today at all to serve him. Reporting live in downtown L.A., I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Medina Spirit, the horse that won the Kentucky Derby earlier this year, has died after a workout at Santa Anita. His trainer, Bob Baffert, says the horse suffered a heart attack. The Kentucky Derby win was mired in controversy this year after Medina Spirit tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug. Baffert has maintained that Medina Spirit tested positive simply because of an ointment for a skin rash. Continuing our in-depth team coverage of this story, an animal rights group says it wants Medina Spirit's owners to order a necropsy and then make the results public. Animal Wellness Action Executive Director Marty Irby tells KNX a young racehorse dying of a heart attack could point to doping.
We monitor the results down at some of the tracks in Louisiana that are even quarter horse tracks and some of the harness tracks in Pennsylvania. So there's no question that we see heart attacks that are tied to drugs. They're just probably not near as common in the more high-profile horses.
Irby's group successfully lobbied Congress to pass a new law that creates nationwide anti-doping rules. That law, though, doesn't go into effect until the middle of next year. Irby says the sport has been marred by scandal, and he hopes the law will help restore the public's trust. A number of Southern California schools are taking precautions now because of threats made on social media. The most serious threat involved a school that authorities have not identified in Buena Park. Police say they came across a social media post last night, and the student responsible for it is now in custody. Another threat was made against a private Catholic school that was in Montebello. That threat was not found to be credible, but the school did cancel classes today as a precaution. A Pacific Palisades homeowner is upset and angry after two women attending a party at her home were robbed at gunpoint over the weekend. The party itself held in the backyard. The home was empty when the two gunmen first went in. But then the victims walked back inside the home to get their purses and were forced to hand over their money, jewelry, phones, and other valuables before the robbers took off. The homeowner telling CBS2 she's still very shaken up.
I'm feeling disturbed, violated. It happened in our family room, and it disgusts me because that's the place where we spend a lot of time.
There's no word yet of any arrests or suspects in that robbery. Police now say the victim in Brentwood was not shot but did suffer a head injury in a possible robbery there. This victim is expected to survive. It happened outside the Hotel Angelino. That's right off the 405 freeway at Sunset Boulevard. Happened just before 4 a.m. this morning. Video from the scene showed that the glass doors of the hotel's lobby were shattered. No info yet on any possible suspect. Beverly Hills is adding 5 more police officers to its police force today and deploying more private armed officers to help patrol many areas, all part of an effort to ease growing public concerns about a recent spike in crime. The police chief in Beverly Hills, Mark Stainbrook, tells CBS2 one big problem is that too many people who get arrested are being released too soon.
Literally, we're arresting the same people again and again and letting them right out to commit more crime.
He specifically cited the suspect in last week's murder of Beverly Hills philanthropist Jackie Avant.
That individual has a lengthy criminal history. He was on parole. He was in violation of his parole, and he was out committing crimes. He should never have ever been out.
The chief says he hopes Beverly Hills residents will feel reassured by the addition of more police officers and other new security measures. A new day for travelers. People flying into Southern California and flying into the United States overall must show proof of a negative COVID test that's been done no more than one day before their scheduled flight.
The new rules kicked in today. They apply to anyone, two and older, vaccinated or not. You have to show proof of that negative COVID test, and you can't run out 3 days before your flight back to the U.S. You have to do it the day before the flight. One man seeing another guy off on his flight to India this morning says he gets it.
A little bit of a hassle. Absolutely, but we got to stick to it. It's been a year and a half, almost 2 years of this stuff, so we just stay the course for a little while and hopefully we get through it.
Again, the new rules apply to people coming into LA, into the U.S. overall, but he was telling me his buddy has a complicated trip going back to India, too.
He had to get a negative COVID test to get on the plane, and then he has to get another COVID test when he lands in India as well.
So you have to know all the rules coming and going, and travelers who test positive face quarantine rules in other countries. They won't be allowed to get on their flights coming back to the U.S. At LAX, John Baird, KNX 1070, News Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.